All those musicians at Jazz Fest got their start somewhere, and some of them can probably recall one teacher from their past who steered and encouraged them to pursue music. For music students at Mill River Union High School in Clarendon, that teacher is Bill Irwin. Irwin is retiring this month after 45 years in the classroom. VPR's Nina Keck visited Mill River to learn why so many students say Irwin has made an impact on them, professionally and personally.
The chaotic thrum of trumpets, timpani, brass, and woodwind is the white noise of Bear Irwin's day. What's fascinating, however, is how quickly he turns that into this. Once Irwin cues his students to begin playing, his hands and body never stop moving, coaxing and pointing, tapping and stabbing with his baton like a wizard casting a spell.
It is fun. This isn't fair. You know, other people are, you know, standing at some machine making 100,000 widgets a day. I get to be with a whole bunch of different people. You know, I have five different ensembles here, four other ensembles. Isn't there a Chinese proverb that the person who loves their work never really works a day in their lives?
He's more than just a teacher to us, I would say. He's more of a friend.
Christian Brand, a senior at Mill River Union, plans to study music education in college next year, in a large part because of Bear Irwin. Brand says Irwin commands respect from students and gets it because students sense how much he cares.
So when he raises his baton, everyone just clicks right on. They just know, like, we're going to make music. Time to be quiet. We're going to play for him and us.
Make an act out. Down, 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 down.
You know, they're wonderful people. When people ask about this, what I often say is, if you could magically be the same age, you would want them to be your friends. Each one has a great sense of humor, which I think plays out in those rehearsals. They have a great respect for each other. It really is the most important thing we learn in ensembles. We're learning to do music, but what we learn that's way more important, that transfers to everything else, is an awareness of everyone else in the room.
All the arts are important, says Irwin, but painters paint alone, sculptors sculpt alone, and writers write alone. But music is different, he says, because it can involve
two, three,
others.
Four, up, one. Two, three, four. Watch four, up, one. Two, three. Good. So as soon as we're an ensemble, right, we're matching pitch, integrating rhythms, balancing dynamics, and blending tone. I don't think we'll hear the tempo change if everybody playing that dot a half note plays it that loud all the way through it.
As soon as you're playing with no less than one other person, you begin to realize I have to be disciplined enough to do what my colleagues need to make this overall thing successful. That's the important thing that they learn, and they learn it pretty fast. And that's an attractive quality. If they've been in a chorus or a band, they're going to be a great member of every community they're in the rest of their lives, because of that awareness of others and that sense of discipline and responsibility.
That's jazz saxophonist Jonathan Lorenz. He graduated from Mill River in 1994 and says Irwin was a huge influence.
What impresses us as students is that he's got an amazing amount of musical knowledge and ability. His trombone chops are just phenomenal.
That's Irwin playing a haunting version of Billy Strayhorn's classic Chelsea Bridge with the Vermont Jazz Ensemble.
That's the thing that you first see, but then you get to know him. The human connection is just remarkable. The way that he can communicate and really treat the students as people, not just as kids. And that's the thing that I hope to carry with me when I go out into the world and sometimes teach and sometimes perform and things like that.
Three, up, up. Here we go again. Same place. One, two, ready, go. One, two, three, four, up, one, two, three, up, up, one, two.
In addition to 40-plus years in the classroom, Irwin has helped organize and run many state and regional music festivals and marched with his students in countless parades. Retiring at 67, Irwin says he's looking forward to having more time to make music. Teaching has been his vocation since 1970, beginning in Enosburg Falls, and he admits it will be strange to leave the classroom. But pointing to his full white beard, he says it's time.
You know, those seniors that I taught are 62 years old now. They're 45 years older, too. They're retired. Some of them are retired. That's kind of an indicator, maybe.
Pausing at the end of a recent rehearsal, he looked out over his students and beamed.
Thank you for your focus. I love working with you guys. Stay safe this weekend. You're very important to me.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.